The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I almost said Diamond Gray, but she's in here with us in studio, and Lexi and Aviana have joined us. We're all going to just talk today. Talk radio, right? Talk radio 1190.
We're going to talk it up.
And talk it up. And then, at least in Dallas, 1190. And then KMET in California, which this show will air in a couple of hours. And then Houston later on tonight on 1070. The Answer.
Ooh, that was good.
Oh, my gosh. All nice. Right. Well, did you like that?
Yeah. I feel do like it. You could be a voiceover. Like, do.
Totally I know. Do it. I probably could. I've been
totally
told.
Could.
You think I could?
Definitely.
Give me something to say. And I'll say it. Come on. You're a radio guy. You got the radio voice, Anthony and Diamond. Diamond, you guys are both, you work for iHeart.
Well, no, just say Talk Radio 1190, where Dallas talks.
Oh, Dallas comes to talk. Isn't that what it is?
What is it?
Where Dallas
say
comes
it again.
To talk.
Radio 1190, I'm nervous right now. I'm nervous. I had a nightmare, too, the other night that we went live, and I couldn't perform, and I'd lost all my outlines, and I failed miserably. And
that's
never
funny.
Gonna happen.
Yeah.
I've had a dream where I said the F word on the air.
That has happened. Marina Spracky said the F word one day when we were talking. She was doing a dating segment.
Do it, I dare you. I'm the quickest dumper in the West.
Oh.
No, I would never do that.
We have this little, nice dump button. We never get to use it. I mean, just
really?
Do it. Oh yeah.
Really?
We can drop eight.
You're listening to Talk. Oh, see, I tried to do a guy voice. Should I do a guy voice or a girl voice? Talk Radio 1190.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That one sounds good.
Well, see, and
that was a guy-girl
robotic.
Voice.
Very robotic.
The audience, all they hear is us laughing after we dump, so.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. Holy.
Yeah.
Should I do it?
Well, no, we only have 1 second to dump right now, so yeah.
Oh, we only have 1 second to dump?
We don't have any more
There's
dumps.
There's a delay,
second.
So.
So it's got to ramp back up.
Yeah. So don't do it.
It's got to do what?
It's got to ramp back up.
A ramp back up?
I don't understand this system.
Again.
Now, did you guys learn this in radio school, or did you learn this, did they teach you how to dump in radio school?
You kind of learn it once you get on the job.
It's an on-the-job training kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it does happen. I mean, because if you're truly, if you're out there, speaking your passion. I was super pissed hearing some stuff earlier, even that flu vaccine or the flu virus, this deadly flu virus from an immigrant from Mexico. That annoys me on a lot of different levels. Just what's in the news. It's like you question where it's coming from and who's paying for it. I mean, all America should really consider that when they're listening or reading anything, because I can tell you, I've been in articles before where they misquoted what I said or didn't put in what I said or added something else to make it sound more glamorous.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. No, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. Or they pick and choose what they want to use, and I don't know.
That's
it's
why
just
they say verify now. You verify because there's so much BS blah blah out there. You want to verify your facts before you go blabbing about it. I mean,
yeah.
It just helps.
Well, we're talking about some very controversial stuff today. We've got Amy Lou Faywell on the show with us. She's from Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism. We've actually had several people with that organization, MAMA, M-A-M-M-A, on the show going way back. I mean, Christy Zartler was on, Dean and Alexa is her name, Alex and Dean Bortel, Christy Zartler, just to name a few that have been on the show talking about this going back many years, actually had to move. The Bortels had to move to Colorado to save their daughter's life. So it's and I've got some really heart-wrenching stuff I'm going to read when we do that segment. It's a woman that I met, not Amy Lou, but another woman that I met, a mother in Austin when we were there at the rally, and she's actually I think going to come on the show. I don't want to give out her information because of what she's doing. She basically had a son born 27 years ago, diagnosed with autism at 2.5, and he has animal rage up until the time she started using THC on him. She gives him marijuana to try to have some sort of normal life. And so, you know, you hear stories like that and you think, oh, my gosh, why is medical marijuana not legal in all 50 states? Why do we have to disrupt families like the Bortels or the Zartlers? And, you know, I think with Christy Zartler, didn't she? That was on the cover of the morning news, like, what, 3 or 4 years ago? Didn't they, Child Protective Services get involved?
Yep.
I think she did it and then knew that they could handcuff
because
her right afterwards.
They put a video out of them giving it her, and so that's what got them in trouble.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look
at them
now. It
feels like different planets from going to California with you guys and Expo West and then coming back here and feeling like you have to hide.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It is really sad. Yeah. It's crazy. And even Oklahoma now, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Even in Norman, I mean, there's
the medicinal shops.
Yeah, dispensaries all over the place. And I just don't understand it, but yet we think that opioids now we know they're a big problem, but all these pills for anti-anxiety, Valium, Xanax, all these things, that marijuana takes care of all of that naturally. It was put on the earth. I mean, you can buy the universe, God, whatever you want to believe, it's here for a reason. It's got beautiful, cannabidiol in it and all these wonderful phytonutrients and all these things. Plus, you can turn it into, and I'm not reading anything right now. I'm just talking on Talk Radio 1190. But seriously, you know, I saw a post this morning where all these for industrial use, for all the, it's so strong, you can make clothing and rope and all these things out of the hemp plant. And yet we've demonized it in this ignorant country. And I say that for anybody that thinks that marijuana doesn't have medicinal and industrial and all these other purposes on the planet, just really is ignorant, does not know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they've demonized
it. Look at the taxes that California is making off of it for the state.
Mm-hmm. You know, and here's the thing.
That can combat homelessness or something.
Well, yeah, Colorado's doing well, too.
Cigarettes are legal. Alcohol's legal, you guys. So anybody can become addicted to anything. And just because it's illegal or not legal doesn't stop it. And then you've got, like you said, all the drug trafficking and the cartels that have all this power. And it's just crazy. I don't understand it. But see? Now I'm nervous because I said all that. I am, because it's difficult to get up here and say those kinds of things.
If they made it legal in Texas, what would the cartels do?
I think that a lot of Americans feel exactly the way I just expressed how I feel. I think so many Americans feel that way, and they're just afraid. Yeah. Because the truth of the matter is, even in Fort Worth, Texas, a month ago, weren't they pulling people over for even just having CBD oil in their car?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. It's still criminalized.
I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy. But you can ship it and advertise it. You can sell it in all the 50 states. But if you get caught with it in your car, it's like, how ignorant is that?
Believe it's considered an altered drug, too. It's not like having weed. It's called having an altered synthetic drug.
It's
a felony. Yeah.
You know what we need? We need political maturity. That's what we need.
They need to come, you know.
Are you ready for the dialogue, everyone?
Evolve.
I'm reading out of a book that Marie Early was gracious enough to buy me when she was in Chicago over the weekend. It said, "You had better make some noise, words to change the world." And I thank her for it. She's sitting right over there. But we do. We need political maturity. We need to use our brains that have been given to us to make logical decisions.
Mm-hmm. Where's the unity in the United States?
I don't know.
Like it's gone.
I don't know. But, you know, when it's okay for people to get hammered and do shots in a bar and then go out and smoke cigarettes
and then drive a car.
I mean, what's up with that? But that's okay, you know. But
no, it's not. No, that's not okay. It's illegal. They put you in the system for that.
Okay.
And make money.
You know what? I'm just going to read this right now. I was going to save it, but I'm going to take a couple minutes here and just read this. So this is an actual story of someone who lives here in Texas, okay? And I'm not going to say who it is, obviously, but this is about her son, okay? Her son was born 27 years ago and diagnosed with autism at 2.5. We tried many interventions and therapies over the next several years, including a private school for children with autism, a behavioral home program, private speech and occupational therapy, public school with many therapies included, a gluten and casein-free diet, mega vitamins and supplements, auditory training, Sicodrin infusions, I don't know what that is, and finally, prescription drugs. We consulted with many specialists over the years. Bottom line, nothing made any significant difference in his life. His behavior grew increasingly hard to handle and disruptive, and we put him on the antipsychotic drug Risperidone at the age of 8. Over the years, we replaced Risperidone with other antipsychotic medications in the hopes that they would be more effective. His behavior was still very unpredictable, aggressive, and explosive. Some days he could not control himself and he would lash out at whoever or whatever was near him. He would attack and try to bite and severely pinch. It was terrifying to be attacked by him. This is written by his mother, by the way. He would attack at any given time, even while we were driving the car. It was a terrible way to live for our whole family. These major aggressive episodes would occur about twice a week, either at home or at school, but they were also smaller episodes each day of frustration and aggression. And she goes on to say, by the time he was 18, he had gained very little independent language. If you asked him to repeat a word or two words together, he could sometimes do that, but his vocalizations tended to be unclear and did not easily come out. He made lots of noises all the time. A story came out about a young boy in California that had exhibited positive behavior results from the use of medical marijuana, cannabis. And we began to consider trying this for him. After carefully researching into the possible side effects, we decided to give it a try. 20 minutes after trying medical cannabis for the first time, our son completely changed. He became so relaxed, and he got the munchies. No, I'm adding that in as a joke. But he became so relaxed and happy that we knew something special was happening. He remained happy and non-aggressive throughout, and we are still experiencing amazing behavioral results. Our son is extremely large from the side effects of all the prescription medication he was on, but just a very small amount of medical cannabis is enough to keep him calm and happy throughout each day. Medical cannabis has completely transformed his life and ours. And that is why when I hear stories like that, I feel the way I do and I speak on it. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Alvin Dannenberg. He's going to be giving us an update on his cancer treatment, and Allison Main. And of course, Amy Lou Faywell going to be talking about Mama, Mothers Advocating for Medical Marijuana for Autism. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
EarthX returns to Fair Park in Dallas, April 26th through the 28th. The world's largest environmental experience, featuring green exhibitors, expert speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, and a film festival, plus tiny houses, kid zone, auto show, live music, and more. EarthX brings people together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Find out what's going on and how to improve it. April 26th through the 28th. Register at earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Change happens here.
College. Crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate, and let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense, but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's three convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Aviana Barrientos, Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, and our very special guest today, Amy Lou Faywell. She is the president and co-founder of MAMA. That is, let me just tell you, so MAMA was founded in 2014 to address the growing epidemic of autism with therapeutic cannabis, a safe, affordable, and effective medical option for autism spectrum disorders. You can find Amy Lou, or all of them, Christy Zartwell. They're all members of MAMAUSA.org. That's MAMMA, and that's Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism. Such a pleasure to have met you in Austin, Amy Lou, and so great to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I think you have me incorrect. This is Al Dannenberg. How are you, Bernadette?
Oh my gosh, Dr. Alvin, how you doing? I hate when that happens.
I'm sorry.
No. Well, I'm just going by, you know, sometimes things get confused on a schedule. It's okay. No big deal. Okay, so let me introduce you. One of my favorite people on the planet, Dr. Alvin Dannenberg, DDS. So let's start from this. So Dr. Al Dannenberg is a periodontist in practice for 44 years. He sees patients in Bluffton, South Carolina, and incorporates ancestral nutrition and lifestyle with his protocol to treat periodontal disease. In 2014, he became a certified functional medicine practitioner and then a certified primal health coach. In 2015, he was appointed to the faculty of College of Integrative Medicine. In 2017, Electra Press published his book, Crazy Good Living, which is based on ancestral nutrition and lifestyle. He also writes for the Wellbeing Journal, and Dr. Dannenberg can be found at his website, drdannenberg.com. That's drdannenberg.com. Always a pleasure. So we're getting an update from you today, Dr. Alvin, on your alternative cancer treatment. So for those of who don't know your current story, can we do a quick recap?
Sure, of course. So I'm an old guy. Actually, I'll be 72 this Saturday.
Wow.
But last year, September 2018, I was confronted with a diagnosis of an incurable bone marrow cancer, which is an aggressive form of multiple myeloma.
Yes.
And basically, before that, I was pretty healthy.
Well, let me say this. 72, you're midlife, because Marie Early has a grandmother who just celebrated her 105th birthday. So you're like in midlife. You're midlife.
This is awesome. And I'd like to live that long, but my oncologist in September 2018 told me I had 3 to 5 months to live, which was rather a stunning statement. So
right.
He wanted me to go into chemotherapy and a variety of toxic elements to put into my body, and I refused. Totally rejected it, went into a well-researched variety of unconventional protocols to help heal my body and hopefully treat my cancer. So I have been on this these protocols since September 2018. I had a rather significant setback in early March, as you know.
Right, right, because you were going to speak in March, and you went through a tough time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I literally had what's called a pathological fracture of L3 vertebra, which means the bone just broke because my disease creates lots of holes in the bone, and it just broke basically trying to get out of bed.
Wow.
And I was in excruciating pain. So
I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you, but I am amazingly well today. There was a lesion that was pressing on the spinal cord. I did have localized radiation just to kill the lesion. It doesn't treat my disease. And again, I'm not doing anything toxic to my system internally as far as caustic chemicals. It healed that lesion to the point where I am really great right now. So I'm maintaining this unconventional series of protocols and defying what my oncologist predicted. And he sees me every month, and he's quite impressed at what I'm doing. He asks me about all the research I've done, and I give him all the PubMed research papers. And he's well intrigued by what I'm doing, but he's not obviously going to treat any other patients the way I'm treating him,
right,
or he'd probably lose his position in the medical community.
Right. Well, so for people out there listening, and so many people get diagnosed with cancer daily, it's a very scary diagnosis. And so can you tell our listeners about your protocol, your treatment plan?
Sure.
What exactly are you doing?
Actually, well, I'm doing a variety of things. First of all, I have an eating program, which is pretty much what I was doing up until my diagnosis, but it's more intense. And that is basically I eat a very clean autoimmune paleo-type diet, restricting certain things like dairy and nightshades and nuts and coffee and alcohol and things like that. Certainly no high sugar fruit. In addition to what I eat, basically vegetables, fruits, seeds, wild-caught pastured animals, all the healthy fats that are incorporated in it, I do intermittent fasting.
Okay.
Which means that by the 8 p.m. or so at night, I stop eating, and I don't have another meal until maybe 1 to 2 p.m. the next day.
And are
you... Give me a window.
Are you on a calorie-restricted diet as well?
No, no.
Okay.
I eat everything that I want, but when you have this amount of fasting, your body really regenerates mitochondria and quite a number of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well documented in the literature.
Absolutely. Yes, we've talked about it many times on the air, and it is very effective. Okay, you know, on your blog... The empathy really set in with me, and I'm sure anyone else who's been to the doctor's office. So why do so many physicians lack empathy, and how much has the lack of empathy affected you in the course of treatment?
Well, you know, it's really sad, and I think that it's pervasive. I'm going to give you a reason why maybe practitioners have lack of empathy, only because they are forced into treating according to insurance companies, government restrictions, and they're forced to see so many patients per hour that they become mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a good excuse. I think that's their excuse. And what happens is, and I've seen it when I've gone to the cancer clinic and looked how people are treated in the reception area, people are called by their last names, like they're, you know, animals. They're not even Mr. or Mrs. or Miss.
Wow.
They're escorted back into a room that is relatively freezing, and they're sitting there waiting for 10 or 20 or 50 minutes for the oncologist to come in, and the oncologist is looking at paperwork and doesn't even have eye-to-eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it in my profession as a periodontist and dentistry and other areas of medicine. I think it's just a sense of not being aware that feeling for patients, understanding and listening to their thoughts and concerns is more healing than most of the supportive medicines that are given to
Absolutely, because it gives you encouragement and hope. Yes. And that empathy is so powerful because it makes you, just by simply listening and trying to understand and put yourself in that person's shoes or situation on so many levels, even financially. I mean, any kind of cancer treatment like this not only is scary, it's financially scary, and it destroys, you know, the finances of so many families after they've lost someone after fighting for cancer for several years. They're left broke on top of it.
That's a big, sad statement that is very much overlooked, because if I were to have gotten involved with the types of chemotherapy and a variety of intravenous medications that were suggested of me, if I didn't have the right insurance, it would cost me $200,000, $400,000 or more a year.
Yeah.
So if I were on these types of drug therapies, and I would die because my disease is not curable, I still would die from complications later on because I would resist these chemotherapy drugs later on in my life. My wife would have this huge financial obligation, which would be so traumatic, in addition to the bereavement of my passing.
Yeah.
To me, a natural way to go makes all the sense in the world, because your body does know how to heal itself. You just have to get rid of a lot of junk that you have in your body. Mm-hmm. You have to expose yourself to the right things and not the wrong things, and certainly assist in your body's immune system to do its job.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you're doing that that maybe is even unconventional in the alternative health realm?
Oh, yeah. Well, a variety of supplements, some things that actually kill cancer cells. But one of the things that I've done that I think is very successful is pulse electromagnetic field therapy, which is part of the energy medicine that actually has been shown to repair mitochondrial damage. And in cancer, mitochondrial damage is part of the process of development of cancer. Mitochondria are the batteries of every cell. So, you know, a flashlight has batteries, your cells have mitochondria. If your mitochondria are not producing energy correctly, the cell doesn't work right. And there are many papers that show that cancer is a disease of mitochondrial dysfunction. Well, pulse electromagnetic field therapy, which is a type of electrotherapy that is utilizing a mat that you lay on, generates a very low frequency harmonic wavelengths that actually stimulate your body's cells, especially the mitochondria, to repair. So I think that's a very effective method that I'm using currently.
And you're feeling pretty good?
Today I feel phenomenal. Yeah, I really feel good. I mean, I can't go out and walk 5 miles like I used to or jump out up and down, but I am feeling pretty good. Yeah, as a matter of fact, tomorrow I get some new blood work, and the following week I will see my oncologist again, and he'll tell me how things are progressing. But I have surprised him up until my little setback. I've been surprising him in a very positive way for me.
I love it. Well, maybe you can jump on the air with us one morning next week, like at the beginning of the show, and we'll talk and see what they said. And happy birthday to you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Happy birthday so much. I just like you so much, Dr. Dannenberg. I really do. And you've got all the support of all of us here at One Life Radio. Always know that.
And you guys are awesome. Well, absolutely awesome.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being so cool when we messed up the beginning.
No problem.
I couldn't think of a better guy for that to happen with. You just like rolled right with it, didn't you?
No, I want to hear the next lady. I think that's an interesting topic.
Oh, it's a heck of a story. Let me tell you, those women are doing tremendous things. The mothers advocating for medical marijuana for autism. I'll talk to you next week. I want to hear what the doctor said.
You're great.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right. You
week.
Too. Thank you so much. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly, there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples.
So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
If you haven't heard, I'm always searching for ways to supplement magnesium. Magnesium is a vital mineral that enhances your natural cellular and electrical impulses to help you sleep better, smooth your muscles, and improve heart and brain health. Magnesium also helps you to become mentally and physically stronger and resilient to illness. Sun Warrior's Ionic Magnesium Complex is sourced from a non-GMO island seabed, concentrated by the sun and harvested naturally without the use of chemicals or solvents. We like to refer to it as yoga in a bottle. So pick up yours today at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
EarthX, the world's largest environmental expo, returns to Fair Park April 26th to the 28th, featuring green exhibitors, speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, film festival, tiny houses, a kids zone, auto show, and music. Register at earthx.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Honest Hemp, Nature's Plate, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and also Crazy Water. Get some crazy water. Be sure to drink a lot of water because it's really good for you. And most people, including myself, forget every single day. So drink your water and make sure pick up a bottle of crazy water. I'm so glad to have Amy Lou Faywell on the show today. She's with MAMA. That's the Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism. Amy Lou is the president and co-founder of MAMA. And MAMA was founded in 2014 to address the growing epidemic of autism with therapeutic cannabis, which is a safe, affordable, and effective medical option for autism spectrum disorders. You can find MAMA at mamausa.org. That's MAMMAUSA.org. Amy Lou, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. And it's so great to have you on the air with us. And we met at the rally at the Capitol, Texans for Vaccine Choice.
Yes,
and of course, Chrissy Zartler, as I said earlier in the show, she's been on the show multiple times. So have the Bortel family that had to move to Colorado in order to save their little daughter, Alexa. So let's talk about your story and your son, Jack. He's on the autism spectrum. And what has it been like for you and your family?
It's been, you know, I love my son so much, and I wouldn't change him, but I would want to help his health improve so he can have, you know, reach his utmost potential.
Of course.
So it's been a heartbreaking journey because my son is what I call, and some people use this term, a non-responder. Very few things work for my son to improve his symptoms of autism. So
wow.
You know, we've gone on, you know, an extra mile, or we've tried so hard to help him and tried so many things. And one of the biggest things that we, you know, with children that are behavioral like my son, you need a behavioral program that's very strong, and you need a medical program that's very strong. So luckily, he does respond to behaviorism. And so the it's been a roller coaster. That's pretty much it. It's been a roller coaster of highs and lows. And we found ourselves ill-equipped to deal with his behaviors when he was 18.
Well, and I spoke with many of the mothers at the rally. And does Jack's behavior, is it aggressive, like animal rage, like some of the children that are affected by, that are injured?
Yes. He's moderately functioning as far as being able to have independent living skills, or, you know, he can have wants and needs expressed. He's verbal. But he does have severe aggressive and self-injurious behaviors and sort of meltdown behaviors, which is, yeah, I was just going to get into that, my husband and I are now middle-aged, and it's a little bit scary to have a very healthy 18-year-old boy.
Oh, gosh.
Really angry.
I can only imagine. You know, I've seen, I know other people, other friends of mine that have the same issue, and it's becoming, you know, a big issue, because so many of these children that have been injured from whatever it is that has injured them, you know, are now full-grown adults that, you know, can be very, what do I want to say? Dangerous, because, you know, just very dangerous, right?
Yes. And the thing is, there's 1 in 59 children have autism in this country. And in Texas, if you extrapolate the numbers, that's almost 500,000 children with autism. Research says that 53% will be aggressive or self-injurious in their lifetime. So we're talking about a lot of young men who are in the school system, and women too, young women too. It's very dangerous, or very scary, like I said, for them to lash out.
Yeah, Christy Zartler's daughter, Kara, I mean, she had to wear a helmet. She would injure herself thousands. I think it was a crazy number. I'm thinking
it was
like
in the thousands.
It was in the thousands.
Yeah.
Yes.
They've been through so much with her.
And that's daily where they would try to hit their head or injure themselves, beat themselves, you know, and you can only imagine the mental anguish associated with that we're not even aware of, because we can't get inside their minds and ask them to express what they're feeling. This is a very big problem for our country. And as you said, it's getting greater every single day. So when did you first try cannabis for Jack, and what was the result?
Well, you know, CBD is the autism protocol that I want to try with him. He doesn't live with us anymore. He's in a residential facility that cannot administer CBD or anything. They can't even administer it from the pharmacy. From the health food store. They can't give him anything like that because of the legal situation in Texas, which is why I'm working so hard to change the laws. I have lots of friends who have responded very well to CBD and whole plant cannabis, of course. But CBD, if that could become the law in Texas, if autism could become a qualifying condition for the current TCUP program, Texas Compassionate Use Program, that would help about half of our kids, no problem, to have access to good quality CBD oil.
Well, absolutely. And the Tourette's syndrome, too. There's another little boy in Ohio, Gavin, you know, a little boy who couldn't even go to school because he couldn't stop shaking and, you know, barking and things that people with Tourette's experience. And his mother tried CBD oil, and at the second dose, he was normal again.
It was miraculous.
It was miraculous. She was able. Yes, she was able to send him to school for the first time in months and months and months.
I just heard that exact story from a Texas family who had a daughter who has a similar success with cannabis oil. And so it is, you know, you hate to use the word miracle, especially with autism, because we've tried so many things. All autism moms are searching for something to help their children. But CBD oil helps. By research out of Israel, helps 60 to 80% of the kids consistently. That's an extremely high number for any medicine or supplement to help any condition.
And I have to tell you, the research world, the stuff coming from Israel is so right on. It's so spot on. They are meticulous about their research.
Absolutely.
They are. They really are. They're very, very meticulous. And so kudos to Israel for the research that they put out there. So before we go off the air and go to the next break, what are the goals for Mama this year, and how can people get involved?
So we are working to make autism a qualifying condition in any state that wants to attempt to do that, which is what we're working really hard here in Texas right now. But we've also helped 11 other states already get autism as a qualifying condition since we started. So our goal is to expand access of cannabis oil to kids with autism across the country.
Nice. Well, anything else you want to express out there to everyone listening?
I just want to say, you know, if you want to help, you can send a testimonial of your need for cannabis oil or CBD oil here in Texas. You can connect with us on Mama USA or TX Mama for Texas Mama and find out what our call to actions are to get this across the finish line. We're just trying so hard to add autism as a qualifying condition here in our home state of Texas.
Yes, and it's Mama, M-A-M-M-A, Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism. So thank you so much, Amy Lou. It was great to meet you and great to speak with you again. And we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We've got a great show continuing on. Today is Earth Day. In case you didn't know that, I've got my T-shirt on myself that says air and water. Actually, we'll put a picture maybe out of it. It's really cool. I got it from a friend of mine. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good protein bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I want to let you know you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And then there's also the podcast after the broadcast. As well, you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out again to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Get it at Vitamin Shoppe or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com. And, of course, Honest Hemp. Visit them at honesthemp.com. Happy, honest, healthy. Honest Hemp products are a natural alternative for managing your stress, reducing mild anxiety, and relieving pain from exercise-induced inflammation. All of Honest Hemp are non-GMO, containing only natural ingredients. Check out all of their products at honesthemp.com. And, of course, Paleo Magazine and the Well-Being Journal. And I want to give a shout shout out to Thorne. We have a dispensary on our website at oneliferadio.com. Don't forget to take your supplements and your probiotics. You get 20% off of everything on the website. So check it out. Go to One Life
shipping.
Yeah. And free shipping. Go to oneliferadio.com and go to the Thorne dispensary. And no, dispensary doesn't mean that we're selling marijuana on there. But every time I say that, people go, "What does that mean?" But
get the supplements.
Get the supplements and check them out, because it's one of the best, if not the best, supplement company in the world. I have three picks: Sun Warrior, Thorne, and Gaia. And Gaia didn't pay for that. That's just the way I'm speaking the truth. They make great, great herbal supplements as well. Okay, everyone, I have a special guest on today. This is in celebration of Earth Day. I have Allison Main. She is a published writer and journalist covering the dynamic interplay between environmental health and public health. Allison is a published nonfiction essayist and explores topics of existential interest through personal memoir. Allison began her career in the marketing and advertising departments of Pearson Education in New York City. She has also worked as promotions manager for Investment News, and in 2009, she moved into the freelance sector as both a writer and creative director. Allison holds a Bachelor of Arts in English and Economics from the University of Notre Dame, and she also holds a certification in graphic and digital design from Parsons School of Design. Such a pleasure to have you with us today, Allison. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Well, we're talking about an article that you titled Bottled Up. It was featured in Paleo Magazine, and this is such an important topic, Allison, and I thank you for writing this article to educate people about plastic in our environment and plastic bottles and all these things that are contaminating the earth. So let's talk about this. What is the primary problem with plastics in our world today?
Sure. And also, happy Earth Day.
Thank you.
I realized this morning we were talking about this on Earth Day, which is kind of awesome.
I know. It's like that's so serendipitous, because we talk about the Earth all the time on the show. And this it's such an honor, too, to be able to have the freedom to speak about this, because it is so critical, not just for where we broadcast in America, but all over the world. People need to be aware about plastics.
Yes. So toward your question, what is the primary problem with plastics in our world today? So plastics are a ubiquitous environmental pollutant, and we have plastic bags and straws and appliances and packaging and toys and electronics. And
It's endless.
And so many of our consumer products are made from plastic, or wrapped in or packaged in plastic, or shipped in plastic. So today, actually being Earth Day, my entire social media feed seems to be filled with carefully curated news reports and images of either countries banning single-use plastic bags, or the problem with plastic straws, or horrible images of plastic waste in oceans and overflowing our dumps. And just to give like a little anecdote, when I was a kid, my friend's mom was a hardcore environmentalist, and this is before people were talking about the problem of plastic in our environment.
Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in California? Just curious.
Actually, right outside New York City.
Oh, wow.
So she was very instrumental with cleaning up the Long Island Sound, and which was exceptionally polluted when I was a kid. And she showed us pictures of a seagull trapped in one of those like six-pack plastic soda ring things. And she said, you know, this is a serious problem. And she showed us how to cut that plastic ring wrapper so that in case the waste wound up in the ocean, at least the seagulls wouldn't get caught in it anymore. And that's a wonderful starting point. And I always used to cut those things for the rest of my life.
Me too.
But what happens to those pieces of plastic anyway? So in general, plastic has hazardous effects on almost every biological and environmental level. So it's overwhelming our landfills, and there's like floating plastic mini islands practically in our oceans now, and byproducts of plastic manufacturing are polluting the air. And,
wow.
Plastic industrial production itself is squandering our natural resources, and the marine life will ingest plastic particles that we're discarding. And then we have to consider what's happening when we as humans then eat these fish and other marine life that have ingested plastic. So what is that doing to our bodies also?
Yeah.
In like a sort of downstream effect.
Your article. Well, a couple things. Let's start with this. We've got about 4 minutes. I don't want to run out of time. So let's talk about BPA, what it is, and are there any health concerns?
Sure. So BPA is a chemical found in polycarbonate plastic, which is plastic number 7, and canned food linings, along with many other products that we use and touch every day. So the FDA does state that BPA is safe at current levels occurring in our foods, but many health experts and researchers have concerns that BPA and other plastic chemicals, which are known endocrine disrupting chemicals or EDCs, and this means that these chemicals can mimic hormones like estrogen and interfere with key biological processes and pathways in our body, and this occurs at very low levels.
Wow.
So that's the main BPA quick answer.
Are all plastics equally as toxic? Are there new? I know that they say there's new ones coming out, and then those are just as toxic as the other ones. Is there really anything out there that's safe?
Not necessarily. I mean, some are definitely determined to be worse than others. And if you look at the resin identification code, which is our classification system for plastic, that's that little tiny number that's on the bottom of most bottles and plastic bottles and food containers. That most toxic plastics are considered to be identified with codes 7, 3, and 6. And that does include BPA. And the somewhat safer, quote unquote, plastics are classified as 1, 2, 4, and 5. That's what we know now. So,
well, I love your article because it really focuses on single use plastic water bottles. Mm-hmm. What are the particular problems associated with our usage of plastic water bottles?
Single-use plastic is a tremendous problem for anything, and plastic bottles are right up there with plastic bags. We've already talked about BPA as a problem, and our plastic bottles will, for the most part, contain BPA, and then that can leach into the water that we are drinking. And so we're getting chemicals while we're drinking our water, so that's a primary health concern. And then environmental waste is another concern. Most recycling for plastic bottles doesn't actually happen, and the caps themselves are not recycled. And then there's the water itself, and I would recommend people check out Environmental Working Group. They have an excellent guide, like a scorecard rating system for bottled water brands available on the market. So.
Wow. Well, it's an important issue, that's for sure. I just think people don't know what to do. You know, I try to reuse, reduce, recycle everything I can. Even some crazy funny stories that I don't have time to share with you now, but but you know, there's little things that you can do, like even, you know, to conserve toilet paper and things like that, and just everything that goes back into the earth or into our water system. But it's so great to talk with you today, Allison, and you did a great job. Sure. I hope you'll come back.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Allison, thank you so much. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it. Hey everyone, EarthX 2019 is coming up and packed with so much to offer this year. EarthX is the world's largest environmental experience from April 26th through the 28th at Fair Park in Dallas, Texas. The theme this year is Water for All, finding ways to sustain clean, clear, abundant water and protect our world's oceans, rivers, and lakes. We invite you to join us at the expo for 3 days of music, exhibitions, yummy food, a film festival, a solar car challenge, scuba diving, and so much more. There will even be goat yoga. At EarthX, you can learn all about our current environmental issues and how to actively participate to protect our Earth. One Life Radio will be there recording, so look for us and be sure to say hi. Visit their website for more information and register for free admission at earthx.org. That's earthx.org. See you there.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights and plan on joining us in Austin at our state capitol on March 28th as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.